Congratulations on the victory here tonight. It wasn't easy at times. Hugoton scrapped away, stayed with it here, but you guys, that third quarter and fourth quarter made some big runs there to pull away in the end.
They did. I mean, and you expect that out of Hugoton. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're a very talented team. They expect to make some noise, you know, come down the stretch. And, you know, when Sloan got in foul trouble, put a lot of pressure on Bo and Kyle and Drake. You know, but they all come in and competed pretty well.
Well, you know, I had Leininger, he had a big first half of 10 points, didn't miss a lot around the rim, but you guys seemed like you frustrated him a lot right around that rim there in that third quarter especially.
Well, they battled. We did a better job at halftime, and, you know, we had a couple of sloppy fouls early, and, you know, when you have those fouls like that, it sure, you know, puts you in the hole. You know, Sloan had two really tough calls. You know, he had a charge block situation, and then he had the one where he pivoted, and they called the offensive foul, so... You know, if he went to have had the slap on the first, you know, one, he would have had one to burn. It would have been a lot easier for him.
Once again, Scott City Beaver coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here postgame. Beavers winning it here tonight to go to 14-1 on the year, 5-1 in the league, 75-57. Trey O'Neill, what a nice night from the field. Struggled in the first quarter. He had 22 of his 28 in the final three quarters, and then Brett Meyer scrapped away for 12. Sloan Baker, despite the foul trouble in the first half, did not miss a shot through the first three quarters.
Well, he was getting it down deep, you know, and, you know, that was a good job by him. But, you know, it kind of let him get away with some, you know, fouling in practice. And, you know, he swatted a bunch of shots at Simron, which probably hurt us tonight because he really tried to, you know, hit that one pretty hard early and come across the kid's arm. But, we got good seniors. You know, Chance is a kid that doesn't get a lot of credit but does a lot of things for us. I mean, you know, Chance brings it every day, you know, comes and plays hard and gets after you. You know, Trey and Brett get a lot of the attention with the shots and stuff. And, you know, they're probably our most talented offensive kids. And, you know, Sloan is like Chance. You know, he's a bulldog, and he's steadily improved, you know, throughout the year. And, you know, he's averaging, you know, probably, you know, 15 points and probably about 8 or 9 rebounds, you know, here these last 7-8 games. So, you know, you kind of see the hole that we have whenever Sloan comes out. But, you know, Dylan made a couple shots, and then the guys come off the bench, talk about those three young post guys, you know, come in and battled hard. And, you know, it's, you know, just like their guards get on top of Brett and Trey and kind of, you know, irritate you. It's the same thing on the other end when our, you know, young guys get up there and start to bang on their post guys.
And you mentioned Chance Yeager. He had a pretty good night, 8 points, 3 for 3 from the field, and then 2 for 2 from the foul line. And, boy, a nice overall team, great gutsy performance there and getting that victory 75-57. You guys are 5-1 in league play. Take a week off from league play. It's your final non-league game of the regular season Tuesday night. You have another good state-ranked team coming into town tonight with TMP Marion.
Yeah, TMP, they got Norton again tonight. So, I mean, you don't know whether to cheer for TMP and, you know, knock off Norton for the sub-state, or you don't know whether to cheer for Norton and kind of knock a little bit of the sales out of TMP. But, you know, they're going to come in here and battle. I mean, they got some size, 6'5", a couple 6'3 kids, you know, stocky, you know, 5'10 to 6'1 guys. And, you know, Coach Hurdle always has them, you know, battle. So, you know, expect, you know, a very difficult game on Tuesday. But, you know, these are the games that get you ready for sub-state.
Now, before I let you go, I got to congratulate you. You joined a pretty elite fraternity. 500 wins over your career tonight, and you get that. It wasn't easy at times. You guys get the victory, get your 500th career victory. Congratulations on that milestone.
Oh, thanks. You know, we knew going into the season it should happen this year. We're hoping to win 14 games anyway. But, you know, what I've been so fortunate, you know, with the guys I've had here. You know, if you look up at the banners, you know, the state champion, you got, you know, 4 championship teams, you know, got a couple of runner-up guys, you know, and even there's some teams that finished in fourth place at state that were just as talented as some of the teams that, you know, won state. They just, you know, won fortune to be 4A with one division and played some really good teams. But, you know, I've been blessed as far as, you know, the people that have been around me, coaching staff-wise. You know, Coach Holt, you know, sitting right behind you, you know, did a great job for, you know, 16, 17 years. And, you know, Coach Gentry is very knowledgeable, and Coach Carter is, you know, getting better and better every day. And, you know, so the coaches and players, you know, definitely make a head coach either look good or look bad.
Well, a great win for you guys, 75-57, another league win, and on the home game with state-ranked TMP Tuesday night. Congratulations, Coach. Enjoy it here, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.